Some Kansas lawmakers say the answer is simple: appropriate nearly $40 million for a certain type of school aid to fix the problem. Others will only agree to that if it includes a so-called hold harmless provision that guarantees no district loses overall state support. But there are legal questions about that. Still other legislators say the court is overstepping its bounds and lawmakers should push back. Here's Republican Representative John Rubin.
It's time we stood up for our constitutional authority. So I, for one, plan to vote against any proposal of any way, shape, or form, whatever, that will add one more dollar to schools.
The special session kicks off Thursday, just a week until the deadline the court set to fix the issue. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.